I'm asked every day what the perfect workplace looks like. Is it a private office, a co-working space, a desk-sharing workplace often referred to as hot desking, or is it more like our homes? Or perhaps a fun Disney-like playground with zones for everything from rollerblading to meditation? My answer is always the same. There's no one-size-fits-all solution. Yesterday, I was trying to write at an indoor skate park during school holidays. The noise of missed tricks and skateboard decks slamming into ramps was constant. Music blared and excited kids screamed as they drank slushies and ate chocolate bars. Even sitting outside didn't help. I was on a hard, cold bench and it was raining. I nervously checked my phone and regretted that I hadn't brought my noise-canceling headphones. Meanwhile, my son was in his element. The noise I found unbearable was a vibe for him. He was creating new tricks, learning skills, and socializing with his friends. The energy around him was helping him improve faster than he could on his own. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it seems clear that we need workplaces that suit different types of work and different kinds of people. The issue is, it's harder and more expensive than just putting 500 hot desks in a gray office. People have different personalities, work habits, and jobs, so a single workspace can't meet everyone's needs. Research shows that many people want to spend part of their work week in the office. Instead of forcing people to come in, we should focus on making our workplaces places they want to be. Next week, I'll give a talk on rethinking work and hold a workshop at the Australian Psychological Society's Industrial and Organizational Psychologists Conference. I'll discuss a company that designed an open-plan office that their employees truly love. How did they do it? They involved employees in the design process, understood their needs, and invested in acoustic design. At this company, employees asked for things like a Stargate-inspired room, low-light spaces, and green outdoor work areas. The architects didn't think these would work, but they do. 5 years later, employees still love the space. Sadly, genuine employee consultation is rare in workplace design, and many workers feel unheard or undervalued. Companies wondering why employees feel frustrated, uncreative, or as if they want to leave should start by asking them how they feel about these issues. Leaders also play an important role in creating a good workplace. When managers listen to their team and show respect, employees feel more confident. A positive relationship between workers and their leaders helps build trust. In some companies, regular meetings are held where everyone can share ideas or concerns. This makes people feel heard and valued. A good leader doesn't just give orders, they support their team and help them grow. A recent survey revealed that a majority of employees described their perfect workplace as one with areas for both individual work and group activities, physical comfort, which means comfortable chairs, adjustable desks, proper lighting, and temperature control, reliable technology, flexible working hours, remote work options, and most important of all, a supportive and inclusive workplace culture. In other words, a workplace where culture, leadership, and space align is a joy to be in. But that can't happen if employees have no voice. Workspaces designed with the latest trends without considering employee needs won't create a positive environment. Recognizing individual differences is key. Thank you.